Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to the official Tone and Sculpt podcast. It's your girl, Chrissy Chella. This has been something I've wanted to pursue for a very long time coming, and I'm so excited to officially say that we are here. This podcast will bring us closer than ever before. Not only will you learn more about me and Tone and Sculpt as a whole, but we have the most amazing guests joining us and taking you through this incredible journey together. We're bringing you all you need to know about fitness, mental health, nutrition, and so much more all in one place. So grab your tea, maybe a little snack, and let's enjoy the ride together. Today we're getting a little saucy, you know, a little saucy, maybe a little emotional as we are diving in deep into my personal journey. Why is it I started training and how I managed to balance being a law student who was working 30 hours a week as a waitress whilst building my dream business of helping hundreds and thousands of women become better versions of themselves. So let's start from the beginning. If you had told me 5 years ago whether I would be lifting in the gym or whether fitness would be a big aspect of my life, I would have just laughed in your face straight away. It wasn't until I went through an incredibly difficult breakup that I realized that I had more self-worth and I realized that I had more self-value than I gave myself credit for. I was with this person for 4 years and I truly believed that I was going to marry this person. I know it sounds intense and you may not believe it because I was so young, but when you're madly in love, as they say, love blinds you, right? So I was so deeply in love, I thought this person was the one. It turned out that wasn't necessarily the case. And without getting incredibly into my feelings and into my emotions, let's just say my heart was left shattered and incredibly broken. And I realized, not the first time round, because when you go through a breakup, you know, there's a little bit of a build-up, I feel. You kind of know it's coming, or you kind of feel it in your gut that something's wrong. Or, you know, that person's doing something wrong behind your back. And that was the exact case for me. I felt it in my gut that there was something fishy going on in this relationship. And I realized, like I said, not the first time round, not the second time round, but the third time round, that my gut was telling me and my instincts were telling me that something was wrong, that I needed to make a difference. I didn't do anything necessarily with him. I didn't confront him. But instead, I kind of found an escape. And I asked myself, what is one thing you want to change? What is one thing you want to do? And the reality is, I felt so sick and tired of always feeling lethargic, weak, not happy with the way I looked. And look, every single woman in the world has their own insecurities, has their own bits and bobs that she's not happy with. And if you are, then oh my God, you are my absolute hero if you're 100% confident in yourself. And that's rightfully so, you should be, and don't let anyone else tell you different. But at that point in time, not only did I feel like the one person I truly, truly loved was slowly breaking my heart and deteriorating my heart, but I realized that I was also deteriorating myself. So I knew at that point that the one thing I wanted to change was myself physically and myself mentally. I wanted to strengthen my body, strengthen my mind, and push myself to capabilities and abilities I thought I could never have. So what I did is I signed up to the gym. Did I end up going? Hell no. Let's be honest, how many of you have signed up to the gym and then walked straight back out and never walked back in again? And that's exactly what I did. And at that point, I was also a student. So I just thought, you know what? Signing up was enough, but it wasn't enough. Then comes the heartbreak. Then comes me finding out that my gut instinct was completely right and I should have followed it all along. So then in comes the breakup and you start feeling really, really shitty about yourself. You start thinking you weren't enough. You start thinking that you were the fault, you were the mistake, but you're not the mistake. You're not the fault. It was the person that didn't believe in you and cherished your heart. And it was the person that didn't cherish your heart with all the love and affection that you deserve. So what I did is I went straight back to that gym 3 months later and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, if I'm being honest. I was like, all these machines look like big monsters. Everybody's staring at me. Everybody's looking at what I'm doing. They're thinking, what the F is that chick doing over here? She doesn't know what she's doing with her pink leggings. And I just felt awkward. Did it stop me at the beginning? Hell yeah. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, oh, that didn't stop me. I just kept on going. No, I was scared out of my mind. I was shitting myself. But then what I did was I started believing in myself. I started educating myself and I asked for help and I wasn't afraid to ask for help. So if I didn't know how to use a machine, I asked a trainer. If I didn't understand something, I would Google it. And I would educate my mind. I wasn't just there at the gym to make myself stronger, but I was there to mentally learn, educate, and just become better. So then 2 months down the line, I started getting a little bit confident, a little bit sassy. You know, I started enjoying it more because I knew what I was doing. And all those people who I thought were staring at me, they didn't even realize I was going at the gym at that point. They were just like about their business and all of that was up in my head. I was just consumed with these thoughts that just did not need to be there. And then I kind of lost my place. I went to the gym because I wanted to physically look a certain way and I totally forgot why I started in the first place. And it was because I wanted an escape away from society, away from my life. And just somewhere that I could just be me, my thoughts, and just work on my happiness. Whilst I was going through all this, I was a student going to university full time, studying for a law degree, which I did get, surprisingly enough, I did get. But it was incredibly tough because at the time I was also homeless. I wasn't living with my parents, so therefore I had to work 30 to 40 hours a week as a waitress at a little Italian restaurant near my hometown. So I ended up working there, fending for myself, not really relying on anybody. And that's probably the best thing I ever did. I realized that in this world, as amazing as it is to have incredible people and incredible support system, the one person that will always have your back is yourself. So it's time you really do this for you. And working those long hours, I mean, these shifts weren't easy. Being a waitress on your feet all day is not a walk in the park. And also getting my law degree and diving my head into the books, that wasn't easy either, but I still did it nonetheless. So the gym was the only place that I could take an hour out of my day to just focus on me, focus on my ability to become stronger and better each time. So I remember going to the gym one day with my best friend, Holly. Holly, if you're listening to this, I love you. But I remember going to the gym with her and I just asked her to record me. Honestly, I just asked her to pick up my phone and just record me because I didn't think I was doing a cable kickback correctly. So that was the first exercise she ever recorded and turned out I wasn't doing it right. And then by recording myself, I could kind of pick up on the mistakes I was making. And I realized that actually I kind of enjoy being recorded. So Instagram came along, and at that point I was actually posting like fashiony bits, thinking I'm some sort of fashionista, when really I was clueless. I didn't know what I was doing. So then I kind of started posting my fitness journey on Instagram to keep myself accountable. I wasn't posting for likes, views, or anything like that. I was posting because I wanted to keep myself accountable and to kind of see what I was doing wrong or right. Then I started posting maybe a little workout here and there, and I saw the response was so positive, and this massive community just came along where women would support other women, where a girl I've never even heard of would congratulate me for my journey or congratulate me for getting as far as I have. And it was only the start of my fitness journey, really. And I just got a sense of so much confidence and this boost of ability. And it just made me want to go to the gym more, want to train more, because I knew I had this community supporting me and backing me the whole entire way. It wasn't just me and myself anymore. It was thousands of women at that point, hundreds, thousands of women at that point, all there rooting me on, telling me to keep on going. So I knew at that point that not only did I want to provide women with what I knew, but I wanted to also tell them that it's okay to start from fresh. It's okay to start from day one, week one, and not know what you're doing, but you're always going to have my support. You're always going to have a community to back you, and you're never going to be at this alone. So then what I did was, as I was sitting in my now fiance's bedroom at the time, we were living with his mother because we couldn't afford any rent, I just created a PDF, a little workout guide that all I hoped for was going to help just even one woman. That's all I hoped for, that it would transform one woman's life to become better, stronger, fitter, anything she wanted that she was able to do. And she wasn't going to let anything get in the way. No heartbreak, no 30-hour a week job as a waitress, no law degree. Nothing was going to get in her way, because fitness and health is also her priority. Becoming a better version of herself is also her priority. Did I expect the response that I got off a simple PDF guide? Absolutely not. Did I expect the community that was built from it? Never in a million years. And every single day I wake up so incredibly thankful and blessed to not only be in a position where I can help these women, but to always know that they have my back like I have theirs. So then whilst a PDF was going on, I knew in myself I wanted to take it to the next level. And that next level was providing all my clients and community with a more user-friendly experience, a more active experience. So that's why I built the Tone and Sculpt app. It's not just a fitness app. It's not just a plan that tells you that it's okay to eat carbs whenever you're feeling to really deprive or starve yourself, because that's how you think you're going to lose those couple of pounds that you want to lose before your holiday. That's not what this app is about. It's not a yo-yo diet, a fad diet. It's not an app that will tell you you're going to get chiseled six packs in 4 weeks' time. This is an app that will tell you that health is a lifestyle. It is a positive change for you. It is a community that will always have your back. It is a trainer that will always support you every single step of the way. I will never tell you that you cannot do this. I will never tell you that you will be alone. I will always be by your side. And yet again, did I expect that 200,000 downloads in 6 months was possible? Absolutely not. And still till this day, I get chills all up my spine knowing that that many people believe in not only me, but the product. And I am so unbelievably blessed to even be sat on this chair knowing that I have been able to help these women, but better yet, they've helped me in ways that I never thought they could. And I'm getting incredibly emotional right now, because this isn't just an app. This isn't just a PDF. This isn't just me telling you what to do or what meals you should eat. This is an army of women doing this for themselves. And this is an army of women that are going to make the best possible changes for their mental health, not just physical. So with this podcast, I truly hope that you will feel, like I said, closer than ever before with me, but also learn and educate yourselves with the amazing guests that I have booked in for you. Honestly, these guys are incredible. These women are strong. There is maybe a couple of men here and there. Cheeky, cheeky, saucy, saucy. Joking. But they are just absolutely amazing with what they do. And I just hope to educate you in your fitness journey. And hopefully you learn something new every single day, because every single day is a learning day. So to conclude, make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast and you give your girl a cheeky 5-star rating. Why not, if you enjoyed this podcast? And let me know what you thought, because honestly, your feedback means the world to me. And if you're looking for a little bit of motivation or inspiration, be sure to be following the Tone & Sculpt app socials. They are just absolutely amazing. Even if you're not doing the app, come along the journey and let's do this together. I'm your girl, Chrissy Chella, and I love you always and forever. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.